From iAfrican Media, this is iAfrican Bites, a podcast that features commentary on African news, insights, opinions, and analysis with tech industry leaders and professionals. The podcasts are from interviews conducted by the iAfrican team, whether at events or when needed for commentary. I'm Badawun Kosokwane, host and editor-in-chief for iAfrican.com, spelled www.iafrican.com. Kareem, thank you for joining us at iAfrican.com. Ground Zero, we're in Accra, Ghana. You've been, I mean, this is not your first endeavor, certainly. Actually, on that, how is, for you now, in your perspective, how has the endeavor changed over the years?
And first, thanks a lot for your invitation. It's a pleasure to be chatting. And yeah, I mean, I'm a regular participant and contributor to the Indaba. And it's really cool to see the Indaba having more and more impact in Africa. And my first Indaba was in South Africa in 2018.
Yes.
Turned out to be a critical moment in the development of my company. And then we were present in Nairobi in 2019, organized the Tunisia one in last year, and now in Accra and Ghana. So it's a pleasure to see the community growing. And also, like, more success stories emerging, more entrepreneurship, and hopefully we're going to continue this dynamic.
Yeah. Kareem, before the interview, I saw you speaking with a lot of the students and attendees. Do you realize, I think, the success of InstaDeep, do you realize what you mean for the continent? Because, I mean, you're the biggest sort of AI company or sort of startup right now that is really rising on a global stage. How does that make you feel? How does the success of the company when you started it from 2014 to what it is now and what it means, you know? Because I saw the, you know, the participants, when they speak to you, they really light up. Well, how does that make you feel?
I mean, we're very proud and honored to be an example for others. And this is a responsibility we take very seriously. And my dream is to see more success stories like InstaDeep arising from the continent. And I am optimistic. I see many new projects, young talents that are interested in doing research in AI, doing entrepreneurship. So I think this is happening. But having an African success, a company that started in Africa with very humble means, rising to become like a significant player in AI, I think is important because it shows that this is possible and that others can believe in their dreams and get started on their journey.
Yes. Kareem, InstaDeep's technology, how does it, give me an example of how your technology through InstaDeep, how does it assist in industry? How does it assist in shipping, in fisheries, in pharmaceuticals? What about your technology makes your technology so valuable?
Absolutely. So InstaDeep, we are experts in what we call decision-making AI. So it goes beyond pattern recognition. So for example, imagine you have a complex railway network, like take a European country, you have thousands of trains every day, complex network. How do you allocate trains on a on a very expensive network? When you think about railway, like 1 kilometer can cost easily in the hundreds of millions of dollars to build. How do you maximize usage? And the answer is, this is not an easy problem. And by using advanced AI technology, you can actually do it better than manual operators. So it's a little bit like playing chess or playing Go. If you let the computer do it, you're gonna get better results.
Now, Kareem, how, I mean, InstaDeep specializes in machine learning and artificial intelligence. How does your technology, or rather, how will your technology enhance and leverage what biotech is doing? What's the marriage? How does it look like? What are you, what is your technology going to be doing for them?
Yeah, I mean, we are really in the golden age of AI. If you look even, you know, at previous Indabas and the like, it's actually remarkable how much progress has happened over the last 5 years. If you had asked me 5 years ago where we would be, I would have said probably something less spectacular than what we have. So it's really remarkable. And this is the rise of large language models, that systems that understand language. But the same way, biology is actually a language, the language of life, whether it is in DNA with four different molecules, you know, and you have the same with proteins, with different 20 different amino acids. And the same technology, and this is the exciting part, the same technology that makes you capable to train and teach English to a machine, you can actually teach it biology.
Yes.
And you can use it to solve fundamental problems such as protein folding, design of therapeutics of the other. And this is a very exciting time, and I do believe we're just at the beginning of this journey.
The Deep has been bought by BioNTech for a really large sum. Now, the acquisition is, you know, was an upfront payment, and then a large portion of it is also based on performance. In this performance aspect, what monitoring and performance metrics will you need to take off?
So, I mean, we're very proud to be like partnering with our BioNTech colleagues. And we've actually been working with BioNTech for many years.
Yes.
So this is something which is not new. And the idea, like was expressed in the press release, is to continue to do great work together, sort of like developing like next generation immunotherapies. There is a lot to do. And so we're essentially continuing the journey we started as partners, but now under the same team, and we do share the same values, we believe it's going to be very exciting.
Now, InstaDeep has other clients, right? Apart from BioNTech. But now the acquisition, the full acquisition, how does that affect your abilities to service your other clients?
So we are going to remain working with other clients as well. The idea is that InstaDeep is a leader in AI, and we're going to continue to develop core technologies while, of course, working hand in hand with our BioNTech colleagues. So as was communicated publicly, we will retain a capacity to engage with external customers when it does make sense and we can bring value with our decision-making AI systems.
Okay, wonderful. Now, the acquisition, you have offices in Cape Town, Europe, Tunisia. Is everybody moving to the new office, or are you still going to have a semi-remote or offices in different parts of the world?
We do not have major changes, except this sort of like same vision and same objectives under the same team. But in practical terms, and you know, we communicated publicly that we will remain sort of like doing what we do.
Yes.
With hopefully even like more long-term vision and more ability to achieve results.
Yes. Yeah. Karim, this cash injection, what is it going to allow you to do better, more efficient? What are you going to invest in?
So really like the roadmap for us does not change in the sense that we want InstaDeep to continue to innovate in AI. Serve multiple needs, biology, of course, but like we discussed, like fleet management, supply chain, logistics, and other. So no major changes. We're going to continue to obviously invest in supercomputing capabilities, invest in our teams. I would say perhaps the key sort of difference is that we have a long-term outlook.
Yes.
And unlike a startup which is forced to sort of make very short-term decisions all the time, we have now sort of like a clear partnership and a clear roadmap in place to continue to do what we do, but perhaps with a more longer-term vision, which is very exciting.
Bigger responsibilities means a bigger team. Now, the deep learning in Daba is a perfect place to get talent, right? Are you looking for talent, and why should an aspiring AI enthusiast in Africa or any part of the world, but specifically in Africa, why should they come work for InstaDeep?
I think what's exciting about us is that we work for, it's never boring.
Boring. I like that.
Absolutely. And top talent actually is looking for doing great things, learning all the time, and making a positive contribution as well. And so, the reason why young talents love to join InstaDeep, and we've had many, many success stories with talents we identified that the Indaba, for example, Dr. Arnaud Pretorius, who's leading our team in South Africa. Yes. Actually, I had met him at the Indaba 5 years ago.
Yes.
And we have many, many positive stories like this.
Yes.
And so the idea is at InstaDeep, you find a positive environment, but which is also challenging you to be at your best and exposing you to multiple problems, different domains. What's common about all these is all these are AI. So for young African talents in AI, InstaDeep is an African company, it's like you are with people who understand you, understand where you're from, understand the challenges and opportunities, challenges you want to overcome, the opportunities you want to take.
Yes.
And keeping things fresh, interesting, and always pushing forward.
Apart from InstaDeep essentially being a baby of the Ndaba, Karim, why do you reinvest resources in this? Why do you want to be part of this community for you strategically as a company?
So first, it's the right thing to do. InstaDeep has been successful in certain aspects thanks to its collaboration and the opportunities we were offered at the different Indabas. So it's like a moral duty for me to contribute today. But beyond that, the Indaba is the place where serious African AI research happens, where top AI researchers from Africa and the world with many leading companies come in here. Like this is the place where everybody meet. And so for us, this is the chance to meet interesting people that perhaps will later join our team or with whom we will do external collaborations or joint research papers. So historically, it's been always like very fertile ground to build the Africa of the future, which is key to everything we do. And so it's both the right thing to do, but also a place where we find opportunity and exciting partners with whom to do great stuff.
Karim, from Wits University to University of Ghana, give me one or two moments that you really enjoyed or that, you know, is a really fond memory of the Ndaba.
I think our first Ndaba, in our case, it was not at Wits, but at Stellenbosch.
Oh, Stellenbosch, yes.
That was really wonderful. First, it was my first time in South Africa. And I fell in love with the country. It really, like, I felt there was so much talent, openness, diversity. And this is Africa. For me, it was really a discovery. And during that Indaba, I met Arnu, who became the lead of our South African team. I met some great partners from Google DeepMind, with whom later we did groundbreaking research and broke new ground in terms of like African AI research. And so in many places, this was a moment where InstaDeep accelerated significantly. And many, many fond memories of Stellenbosch and discovering South Africa in the process. And hopefully we're going to have many more as the Indaba continues to develop and blossom across multiple African countries.
Karim, there's a disproportionate investment when it comes to AI, right? A lot more Western companies are investing in the space, America, but not really so much in Africa. Why should corporate Africa invest in research and development, specifically in AI and machine learning, and make them understand how the benefit, the value of investing in AI and machine learning?
Absolutely. I mean, if you are an African CEO, I think the key message is investing in AI is not charity, is not a hobby. It's actually critical for your future. Because if you don't invest in AI, other competitors will. And we're seeing it like even in simple functions, such like a chatbot to address customer requests and handle communication with customers. A chatbot today has so much understanding of language that I'm not saying it can substitute to human interaction, but it can complement and add tremendous productivity to human interaction. So you can have a reasonable sized team and cater to 10 times more customers with higher quality. So my message to African CEOs is AI is happening. It's going to change your business if it's not happening already. And that by investing in AI, you are future-proofing your company. And that if you don't do it, well, it's very simple to know what will happen. We see it in automotive space. We see it in many industries where machine learning aware players are gaining market share at the expense of classical players. And the other positive message is that we have talents in AI in Africa. So you can actually develop a competitive product, inject more AI into your operations, that there are companies in Africa, instead of being one of them, but there are so many more other companies catering to your needs. Give them a chance to show you the quality of what they do before your competitors do it.
Ghanaian or Nigerian jollof?
Good question. Nigerian.
Nigerian Jollof. Karim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you coming here. You're doing a lot of good work, and we're rooting for you.
Excellent.
Looking forward to have you next year again.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to iAfrican Bites. Please share your feedback with us on our socials. On Twitter at iAfrican. On LinkedIn at iAfrican.com. And check out our other podcasts, The Tefo Mohapi Show, Take Legal Matters, and The Lead Creator, on all podcast streaming platforms. And also make sure to head over to www.iafrican.com. That is iafrican.com/radio. And subscribe for notifications. iAfrican Bites is an iAfrican Media original show produced by Nzalo Mbangana and content producer and host by Don Kotokwane.